It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Your host, Charlie Potter, here on WGN Radio. Thank you for being with me this morning. I got a great show this morning with a local native Illinoisan who has gone to the mountains and has written a fantastic book about wellness and really about life in the outdoors. And that individual is Catherine Guillet, whose book is called Mountain Mantras. And I believe we have caught up with Catherine actually on a mountain. Good morning, Catherine. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Charlie. I'm just laughing that it happens to be that I'm on a mountain and we're talking about mountain mantras. I think it's great.
So let's start off, Catherine. Let's start off with you, as am I, are a native Chicagoan. But somehow you got your compass turned around a little bit and you headed west and you ended up, I guess, trying to sort of take stock of what is so great about the outdoors. And how did this all take place? In other words, how did you go from an urbanite to an individual who would write a book about the mountains?
Well, and I will start out by saying that I do love Chicago. And I think that Chicago has some wonderful, as you know, outdoor areas. And the lake is one of my favorite places truly on this planet. And, you know, that's really where I've always found my inspiration. You know, I don't think most of us get our best ideas as we sit at our desks and, you know, gaze out the window. I think it's actually the movement, whether that's getting our circulation going or, you know, getting our inspiration going. I think movement and just being outside, there's something really healing about that. And, you know, you asked about my journey. You know, I think it really had more to do with our kids. And so my husband and I, you know, we had both been living in Chicago, I think, for about 15 years. And I grew up in Chicago, so I went away for school. But I went to ETHS for high school, so I'm a real Chicagoan. But we had gone to a movie called The Race to Nowhere. And this was a movie about the linear approach to life, meaning that we put so much pressure on ourselves and that things have to be in a certain order and we have to reach these certain milestones at certain times. And we saw a lot of pressure around our kids, especially in the world of sports. And, you know, in schools like ETHS in the suburbs and New Trier, you know, where there's 4,000 kids, and there's some of those in the city as well, in order to play sports, you know, you pretty much need to be starting when you're three, right? It's so competitive. So we just sort of took stock of the times that we had spent when we were out west and how we felt as a family in nature, and we just wanted more of it.
Well, you're not alone, Catherine. I think probably this morning lots of people listening are going, I want more of nature too. And the great thing about the Great Outdoors Show is it's the most listened to outdoor radio show in America with people who really care about the outdoors, whether it's hunting or fishing or birding or biking or just being outside. So you headed west, but what Mountain Mantras, which is your book, which has been highly acclaimed, and I know you're coming to a book fair in Chicago in a few weeks. Can you tell us about its genesis and what your message is?
Absolutely. The book was really written on the mountain, and it's about skiing. It uses skiing and snow sports as a metaphor for how we can be more successful and be more well or more healthy in life. And, you know, it's interesting. There's been a lot of other books written, you know, golf in particular, using that as a metaphor, even horseback riding. There actually is a lot of different ways. I kind of feel like there's nothing new under the sun. It's just sort of how we package things. But the idea is to perhaps find those readers that would not normally pick up a wellness book that might be more interested in the outdoor aspect of the book, but then end up reading it and then getting some really great advice for how they can either improve their life from a success standpoint, you know, setting vision, setting goals, things like that. Or there's just a lot of really actionable advice in there about how to live a healthier life. So it takes that metaphor to kind of create a structure to tell the stories around wellness and life success.
We're visiting with Catherine Galay, who is a native Chicagoan who now lives in Idaho, who's written a book called Mountain Mantras. It's about, you say it's about wellness, spirituality, but it's really about the outdoors. Do you want to talk for a moment about how you're trying to connect? And man, we talk all the time on the Great Outdoor Show about the need to get kids outside and how we are an ever-urbanized society and we're losing our contact with the outdoors. What if you had to say, for someone who puts this book down after reading it, what would you like their takeaway message to be?
Well, I'd like for people to be able to know that no matter where they can access nature and inspiration. So yes, the great outdoors, you know, the mountains or the ocean or the lake, you know, in Michigan, Lake Michigan there, that's all very wonderful and inspirational. But frankly, some people don't have access to that because they're, you know, in highly populated areas. And so sometimes I want people to know that whether it's looking at the clouds or looking at a patch of grass, that's really where you're going to find your inspiration for making improvements, for being the best version of yourself. Because there's only one of you out there, right? And we want to be the best that we can be.
So how does being in the outdoors, Catherine, make you the best you can be?
Well, I'll give an example, and this one comes from a program that I'm involved with here in Idaho called Wild Gift, and they take entrepreneurs out into the backcountry for extended periods of time, and there's a couple of goals, and there's some real outcomes that come from doing these outdoor experiences. First of all, it's just the digital disconnect, almost a digital detox. That I think is really important. And then as you start to get out of that minutia, I call it the zoom out. And in fact, that's the whole mantra in chapter 3, which is zoom out for the best view. Nature is the best environment for doing that, for really getting the big picture. So these entrepreneurs go out in the back country, they spend some time, you know, getting away from their minutia, and that's where the magic really, that's where the best ideas happen. And then when they're in nature, you know, it has its has a great power, obviously. And when you're out there, I think sometimes you just have to learn how to commit to some of the things that you're doing, or nature is going to overpower you. And you know that, Charlie, from being a skier, you got to get your weight forward on your skis. You got to sort of let nature allow you to let go and kind of work with nature in order to be your best. So those are just a couple of examples. Number one, that it helps you to really zoom out and see the big picture. And number two, it kind of helps you to let go, but at the same time commit so that you can get your best work done.
We're visiting with Catherine Galay, the author of Mountain Mantras. And Catherine, before we take a break, let me ask you, today's school programs with kids, and you talked about getting yourself away from electronics. And in the work that you're doing in trying to create, if you will, a healthy connection to the outdoors, are we a society that is in danger of being, I guess, kids just so attached to electronics they lose consciousness of the world around them? And I suppose that's true of adults too.
It is. And I do think that we need to build more awareness around this whole nature deficit disorder, you know, that we've seen with kids. I mean, kids, they actually self-regulate by spending time in nature. So it's so important. I am a huge advocate of school gardens, which then leads to better school food. I'm a big advocate of outdoor classrooms in schools because there's so much to be learned across so many subjects for kids. And kids just learn better by doing. And I think outdoor classrooms and school gardens really support the idea of learning while doing.
So when we come back from break, Catherine, I'd love to get your thoughts on how in an urbanized area, Chicago, let's say, or any urban city, how we have outdoor classrooms, how do we use our parks, how do we sort of transport kids into the outdoors? You've done it with your book, Mountain Mantras, taking people into the mountains, but obviously a lot of our listeners this morning are looking out their window, it's just cracking daylight, saying, wait a minute, it's pretty flat here. So how does this book relate to me? So, Catherine, if you don't mind, we'll do that when we take a quick break. And it's a very inspirational book that you've written, which is why I wanted to have you on the Great Outdoors Show to begin with. It's getting people in touch with nature in a way that we don't think about every day, particularly in our urban areas. So we'll be back in just a moment. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first the message from your Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Winter is here, and it's always tough on the road. But when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And nothing is tougher than the 2016 Chevy Silverado. Silverado is the longest-lasting, most dependable pickup on the road. With all-steel construction, Silverado is built to tame Chicago's winter weather. And Silverado's towing package offers 11,400 pounds of towing capacity. Perfect for hauling your snowmobiles. I love pulling my neighbors out of their snowdrifts. And right now, you can get $7,250 total savings on a 2016 Chevy Silverado All-Star. $7,250. That really warms my heart. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and get all the details. Or head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today and pick up a pickup that works as hard as you do, on the road or off. Chevy Silverado is one tough customer.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Your host, Charlie Potter, here on WGN Radio, and I hope you're enjoying the show this morning as we've caught up with Catherine Gailey, high in the mountains in Idaho, who's written a book titled Mountain Mantras. And Catherine, before we took the break, you said it's really important for kids to be able to get outside and learn outside classrooms and gardens. So how do we do that in an ever-urbanized world? Sure, if you're sitting in a rural community in Illinois or Wisconsin and Iowa this morning, I suppose it's pretty easy to envision going out to a state park or something. But how do we pull this together for the millions of kids that don't have any access to the outdoors to understand your view about how being in the outdoors can help make you a more whole person? What do schools do?
Well, I will tell you that in Chicago, the schools are setting a wonderful example for having outdoor classrooms and having edible schoolyard programs. You know, it was really Alice Waters that started it on, you know, the West Coast in California with Martin Luther King School and the middle school program there. And it's been, that's been just fantastic. And she continues her work with the Edible Schoolyard Project. But when I was doing my work, and it's continuing today with Nurture, and folks can look up the nonprofit Nurture at nurtureyourfamily.org. Now, that's an organization that really is trying to improve the nutrition and health of children and families. And we work with schools, and we encourage schools to put in gardens. And actually, in Chicago, it's quite simple because the temperature or the climate there is pretty temperate, meaning, you know, like in the mountains, we have really, really dramatic changes in the temperature. In the morning, it's really cold, and the night, it's very cold. Whereas in Chicago, once you wake up when it's 50 degrees, it's pretty much going to be, you know, it's not going to fluctuate too much during the day. So the Chicago school system, both the Chicago public schools as well as the suburbs, you know, to name a few, I mean, the Wilmette School District has a fantastic edible schoolyard program, and they actually harvest edible fruits and vegetables and bring them in, and the science teachers use it for learning. The middle schools has a multidisciplinary approach to using the outdoor classrooms. So it is happening. Could we be doing more? Of course. But the good news, and I love, you know, kind of latching on to that good news, the good news is that it's happening there in Chicago, and Chicago's setting a great example for the rest of the country.
So back to your book, Mountain Mantras, you feel that the more time you spend outside, the more connected you are, but also, if I'm understanding correctly, the more you sort of clear your mind. It's sort of like going for a walk along the lakefront, which I do frequently when I'm in Chicago, and I love to do it on a cold winter day. And, you know, you come in, your body's numb, but your mind's not. Is that sort of where you're headed with your whole perspective on getting outside?
Well, that actually is something I talk about specifically in Mountain Mantras. I talk about this concept that I came up with, and people love it because it connects nature with psychology, and I call it weeding the mind. Right, because our mind, and I am also a yoga practitioner, and I meditate, and I'm a big fan of mindfulness, and I'm a big fan of mindfulness in schools. But our minds can get crowded, and I call it the chattering mind. Like, we have so much going on in our own heads, that sometimes we need to quiet what's going on in there in order to experience our best ideas and to experience inspiration and creativity. And so I call that weeding the mind, right? You pull out all the bad thoughts and then you let something good grow in its place. But it's very difficult for us to be inspired and to be creative if we've got all, you know, the weeds basically growing in the way. So, I think it's very important, whether it's a walk on the lakefront or looking at the sky or taking a walk. I mean, just the fresh air, I think, helps us to weed our minds.
And part of weeding our minds, if you will, is that you are going counter to the electronic age. And do you want to spend, we have a couple minutes left, just spend a moment talking about electronics and how you feel you need to get away from those. I know you did a few minutes ago by talking about taking entrepreneurs on retreats where they can't be connected electronically. But what do you think is happening with kids in particular and their connectivity to electronics and how it doesn't help them weed their minds or understand the great outdoors?
Well, yeah, I think since, in the last couple of decades, you know, obviously digital devices have become something that's just part of everyday lives. In fact, you know, schools are starting to buy, you know, iPads for their kindergartners, right? So whereas 30 years ago, that wasn't something that you would see at all in a classroom. So, you know, the American, Pediatrics Association says that children should have no screen time when they're very young, and that it should be limited to 2 hours. But if we start to add up, you know, screen time in school, you know, sometimes there's homework that's online, phone time, TV time, video time, it gets excessive. So I think we all need a digital detox. I think it would be great for families to ask that their kids put their phones away when they get home. Certainly phones should be away while we eat. Phones should be put away periodically.
Come on, you wouldn't have a family dinner if you didn't have phones.
I'm just putting a challenge out there to all the listeners. Let's just go for a digital detox. See what happens. I mean, Charlie, do you want me to tell listeners about what I did on my digital detox day? It was over spring break. My kids were home from school. And I said, we were spending some time outside. It was lovely. But I said, I am not going to check email, phone, nothing. No TV, nothing. For from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. And so what starts to happen is you start to, you know, kind of figure out, well, that's taking a lot of my time. If I wasn't doing that, I could do a whole lot more. Charlie, you should have seen what I got done in that day. I actually planted all these indoor seeds, and now I've got this whole, you know, I've got my garden started because of that day, and that was only about a month ago.
Well, Catherine, I thank you. And maybe what we ought to do is revisit again as you move through, because I know there'll be more books in the future, but you're coming to Chicago to the Old Town Book Fair. Catherine Guillet, Mountain Mantras, is the book. It's an exceptional book about the wellness and the outdoors and how we connect with nature if we just take the time to do it. And I thank you for being with us, Catherine, very, very much. Mountain Mantras is the book. This is Charlie Potter. Thanks for being on the Great Outdoor Show this morning. I'll be back next Sunday morning with much more on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.